Greg, last night when fans would shout encouragement or say something nice to you, you seemed to go out of your way to acknowledge them. Was that important to you?
No, just being me.
How has the fan support been for you?
Same as always. Just out here, having a good time, enjoying the heat.
Greg, how anxious are you to get on the football field, full pads today, and just to kind of get back to work, maybe put some things behind you?
I'd much rather be in helmets.
Greg, how difficult has the last month or two been for you?
I can't really answer questions like that, my man.
Being back on the football field in general, being able to focus on that, how much different does that make things for you? How much better does that make things for you?
Can't answer that question.
Last year you told us you set a goal for 58 sacks in the season. Have you set a number like that this year?
I like that number still. I feel like it was a good, solid, whole number, and I'm going to shoot for it again. And I want to say this time I'm shooting for it so everybody knows. I didn't say I was going to get 58, but I am going to shoot for 58.
Can this defense be better?
Yeah, most definitely. We're going to gel this offseason. I mean, we've gelled this offseason. We're going to continue to gel during camp and hopefully know the heat and just the stress on the hitting and the new guys and everything will bring them up to speed and we'll all, you know, take it to a whole other level and advance on what we did last year.
Greg, obviously it's tough to tell without the pad so far, but what have you seen out of Nate and Byron when they switch at left tackle?
I've seen guys learning a new position, which is hard, you know. Just I've said all the time, it's hard to do, play one position, but, you know, to play a whole other position and actually excel and to learn is a big deal, you know, and that's inspirational. You know, two guys that can come in and have a great attitude, you know, let alone work as hard as they are working to dominate a position is inspiring to me. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do in pads and, you know, in the season.
Are they able to contain you?
No one can contain me.
Greg, what did it mean to get the franchise tag this year?
Awesome. I get to stay another year, you know, hang out with my guys, play some football. So never really mad at that, right?
What about your long-term future here?
We're going to see. Play a good season and hopefully, you know, when you go talk to Mr. Gettleman, you can convince him to keep me.
Greg, do you want to stay here long-term?
You know, I love this place. It's a great atmosphere. Love the ownership, love the teammates, you know, and I've had a great, you know, 5 years here. So this is where I'm at.
Do you feel like this season is an opportunity for you to kind of prove your value to the organization?
It's an every year thing. I don't really go on a yearly basis. I wake up in the morning, you know, wash my hands and get to work because it's what, you know, we have to do to be excellent, to be, you know, better than everyone else. It doesn't change with the contract situation.
Have you talked to your teammates just to sort of clear the air and what kind of support have you felt from them?
Can't answer that question.
Greg, are you concerned that the events of the last couple months would hurt your ability?
Can't answer that question.
Last year, statistically, the best pass rush in football, you had a guy like Coney Ealy. Talk about how much that shores up the defensive line even more.
You know, honestly, we want to set a standard. We want to race against ourselves, be better than what we were last year. Kind of put that behind us and start new because everyone is starting new and they're shooting for what we were doing last year. And we got to step our game up and, you know, create another level to surpass. So that's what we're doing this year. We're going to teach him, get him up to speed, and add on to our ability and our skill and our nasty tenacity to get to the quarterback. And it's going to continue.
Greg, with your sack total, with the Pro Bowl, with the franchise tag, do you feel nationally that you're getting the respect that maybe you feel you've always deserved?
You guys did a really good job of putting me out there, so I appreciate that. I feel like I'm doing awesome, you know. Always got good quotes, no spoon. Appreciate that, guys. I feel like, you know, I'm where I need to be. It's a good organization. It's a good city. It's good media. Everybody's been awesome, you know, just around me. So I feel like that's just me playing football and being good at what I do.
To have that support, what's that mean to you?
What kind?
Just in general, like what you're talking about, the support that you've had.
From you guys? You guys are awesome.
Well, not just from us, but I mean the
T-shirt sales. I got hats coming out, toboggans, all kinds of things. I love it.
When you're chasing Cam around, how's he moving? How's he looking so far?
Like Cam, which means a lot to me. Him sitting out, I really wasn't worried about because he is a great athlete and he has serious learning skills. So I always see him in the locker room late. I always see him in the film room running around doing his thing. And just to see him out here and putting all that together and knowing that he still, you know, is doing his thing gives me a lot of faith in him. And we believe in him. So we're going to see.
Need to wrap up, guys.
Greg, understanding the limitations of this interview, this is a team-related question. Do you feel that you've been a distraction for the team?
I hate that I am distracted, my team, but other than that, I really can't answer no questions.
Did you apologize to him, Greg?
Can't answer that question. It's a team thing. I'm going to keep it inside.
Where do you think you can get better this year?
Everywhere. No bounds to, you know, what we got to do this year. Limitations is not kind of my thing. You know, there's no roof, so we're just going to keep finding areas to get better, and as soon as I find it, we're going to correct it and build on it. You know, Coach Washington is really good at that.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.